heard I'm going for a million. You say you the but I'm just kidding, you slipping. I just closed a deal, I'm taking what's mine, at least a million. You ask where I'm at, I'm at home, homie, I'm chillin'. Two doors, all black, and my crew strong. That roughneck, no price tag, I could bite that, no problem. And I don't mean to put you on the spot. If I had an iPhone, you ain't getting no FaceTime. Jangan kasih muka, jangan kasih muka. Jangan kasih muka, jangan kasih muka. Jangan kasih muka, jangan kasih muka.
No, you ain't getting no FaceTime.
listener, today's Music Corner presents a song titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku, or I'm Without You Without Me. Budi Syahbudin Syukur, or known as Budi Doremi, is an Indonesian singer from Serang, born September 19, 1984. He started his career in 2012 by releasing a single titled Doremi. Since then, his name has been known as Budi Doremi. In November 2024, Budi Doremi released a song with Anggi Marito titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku. According to Budi, Anggi is good at diving into the emotions needed and conveying them perfectly in a song. In addition, Anggi's vocal color and song themes are in harmony with Budi Doremi. The song tells about regret when a relationship has to end and you have to live without the beloved one. Well, listener, this is Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku by Budi Doremi and Anggi Marito. Enjoy.
Kita lebih lama bertahan, tak berhenti untuk mencoba. Mungkin cerita kita akan berbeda. Seandainya aku sedikit lebih kuat, mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka. Tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini. Kembali, bagaimana aku tanpa kamu, kamu tanpa aku, hanya Tuhanlah yang Maha Tahu. Bye. pertama ku tak menyangka semua akan begini. Ku yakini aku takkan selalu sendiri. Namun kenyataan jodoh, meski ku katakan hanya kau yang terindah. Kiranya kau memberikan satu kesempatan untuk membuktikan hatiku hanya untukmu. Aku sungguh meragu, maukah dirimu terus kau gantung dan gak jelas.
Sandra, pesan terakhir or the last message? But this is not the last message yet, because we still have about 36 minutes on Indonesia today before moving on to the 1 hour English bulletin. When it comes to message, now we would like to read some comments on Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia regarding the announcement of the 12-hour English live program as of February 3rd, 2025. Let's start from Muhammad Shahid, who says, "Hello, how are you? We are all good here. Thanks for updates. With best wishes, Muhammad Shahid from Pakistan." Then we have Muhammad Salim Akhtar. "Wow, thank you. Good news for me. Wonderful. Thank you so much." Deba Kamal Hazarika says, "Wonderful." Shad Abbas Taki says, "It's a good news for me and the listeners." Riaz Ahmad Khan from Pakistan says, "Good news as well for the Voice of Indonesia's listeners. Now they can listen their favorite radio station easily when they will feel free." From India, we have Sri B. Sharma. "Nice to know from today the Voice of Indonesia English Services will broadcast 12 hours on VOI webpage and RRI Digital app. Listeners around the globe can get all about Indonesia live. Thanks for great facility provided. Hope Voice of Indonesia will present more Indonesia." Thank you so much, listeners, for your attention, for your feedback about our brand new chapter, which is 12-hour English program live only on voinews.id and RRI Digital mobile app.
Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata. Sangat cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Aku tak dapat menahan gejolak dalam hati. Jiwa ini telah luluh saat kita bertemu. Apakah ku akan mampu memiliki dirimu? Ku rasa ku telah jatuh hati padamu. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Oh, da 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 da. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, yeah, yeah. You are the beauty, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the beauty. the beauty. You are the beauty. Hey, yeah. You're the beauty. Beauty is you.
Has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it's also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Bang attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the Gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the Flute Rhythm by Trio Buana. Thank you. From the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely munil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, Rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called Rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso in Wengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god. Do you know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Unit meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Yeah. lupakan dia, datanglah kepadaku.
Called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006.
Sahabatku yang setia.
It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally Sahabat Tersayang, it was the meaning of Sahabat, best friend itself is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake the song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at the time, so it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
What is this food?
Its main ingredient is snail, but it's named escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some say this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called Bulai Cipui or Lengkitang.
Keisha Lefronka. Tak ingin usai or don't want to come to an end. But unfortunately, we do have come to an end for the live program of Indonesia today. But don't worry, because the English program will still continue for the next 1 hour on the English Bulletin that you can also enjoy on the shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz besides voinews.id and LRE Digital Mobile App Channel VOI.
aku yang bersalah. Jalinan cinta tak lagi berarah, dirimu tak sanggup untuk menunggu. Kau berpaling dan pergi, tinggalkan diriku. Oh, haruskah ku mencintai dirimu lagi, walau ku tahu dirimu bersama yang lain. Biar ku simpan semua rasa yang pernah ada, mungkin ku menunggu waktu bicara, menyatukan cinta kita. Waktu yang berjalan, jeritan hati tak lagi tertahan. Diriku tak sanggup tuh merindu. Ku kembali dan mengharapkanmu untukku. Mencintai dirimu lagi, walau ku tahu dirimu bersama yang lain. Biar ku simpan semua rasa yang pernah ada, mungkin ku menunggu waktu bicara, menyatukan cinta kita. Bisa rasakan indahnya cinta. Oh, haruskah ku mencintai dirimu lagi, walau ku tahu dirimu bersama yang lain. Biar ku simpan semua rasa
children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Today we present to you the news, news report, commentary, quotes of the day, and many other interesting programs. So stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. And first, let's begin with the news. The news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto inspects free meals program in East Jakarta. Indonesia wins international Quranic competition. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto on Monday, February 3, 2025, made an unannounced visit to schools and a kitchen in East Jakarta to check the free nutritious meals program. He first stopped at two elementary schools where he was warmly welcomed by locals and students. He then visited a community kitchen to observe meal production and spoke with the staff and cooks.
Right? Yes. Yes, sir. This is the place where vegetables and so on are made.
Mempermudah pekerjaan sehari-hari.
On that occasion, President Prabowo asked about the timing of meal preparations to ensure quality. He also checked the menu, which was prepared by the kitchen staff for distribution to schools. Next, we have Indonesia became the overall champion of the 4th International Holy Quran Competition in Jakarta, held from January 29 to February 1, 2025. Out of 38 countries, Indonesia won first place in all categories of Quran recitation and memorization for both men and women. Deputy Minister of Religious Affairs, Romo H.R. Muhammad Shafi'i, praised the achievement and highlighted Indonesia's victory in a similar competition in Qatar. At a closing ceremony on Sunday, the chief judge Said Agil Hussein Al-Munawar announced the winners. Imranul Karim and Diana Abdul Jabbar from Indonesia won the male and female recitation categories. Yasin Albar and Nafisatul Mila from Indonesia won in male and female memorization.